Om Namah Shivaya. Dear listeners of Shaivam.org, the next program is Yoga, Spiritual Discourse. In this, you are about to listen Samadhi, presented by Sri Ramakrishnan. Thank you. Om Namah Shivaya.
So, that is the yoga we are talking about. Yoga Chitta Vritti Nirodha. When we say that Chitta Vritti Nirodha is the yoga, but again, there is a problem here. I accept Samadhi. Yujir, Samadho is the root word I accept. But still there is a problem here. What's the problem? This yoga is called Ashtanga Yoga. Yama, Niyama, Asana, Pranayama, Pratyahara, Dharana, Dhyana, Samadhi, etc. Samadhi is one of the Anga in the yoga. Samadhi is one of the limbs, one of the parts in the yoga. And you say, you give the name of Samadhi to yoga, which is giving the name of Anga to the Angi. Who are you? I am the head. I am the tail. I am the leg. You will not say, I am this body. You will refer to the whole body. You will not say, this is me. You will showing your hand, you cannot say, this is me. That is also you, but that is not just you. So, that Anga is Samadhi. And you give that name of Anga to the Angi, the whole. There we understand that Upacharatha, to make this Samadhi, Samadhana is what we are talking about when we say the Samadhi, when we give the meaning to Yoga. So, Samadhana, peace of mind is what we are talking about. Mind without thoughts is what we are talking about. So, this is not a problem. And again, when we talk about Patanjali Yoga Sutra, yes, I am studying Patanjali Yoga Sutra, very good. So, immediately, the idea, the thought that springs in our mind is Patanjali Yoga. Everywhere they will have this advertisement. All the yoga institutes which teach yoga, physical exercise. Yoga as physical exercise. They say Patanjali Yoga. Patanjali Maharshi has nothing to do with that yoga. It is a blasphemy using Patanjali's name for that yoga. Because only one sutra he has used is yoga. Sthiram Sukham Asanam. Whichever position, seating position, or whichever position which will give you a sthirata. Sthirata means a stable position. And sukham, whichever is a relaxed posture, that is the asana he is referring to. And on that sutra, we have the names of 4-5 asanas referred to by Vyasa. On the commentary, not in the mula, there is no talking about, there is no word about any asana. So all these asanas have nothing to do with Patanjali Yoga Sutra or Maharishi Patanjali. Where have they come from? I already said, this is not the only text which deals with yoga. There are other texts called Gheranda Samhita, Shiva Samhita, etc. So these are Hatha Yoga, Pratipika for Hatha Yoga. So, these texts, based on these texts, people do the yoga part, physical exercise. When you say Patanjali Yoga means it is mental exercise and not physical exercise. Controlling the mind, the thought function is Patanjali Yoga. And yoga, the asana, now when they say Patanjali Yoga or any yoga, they directly get into asana, they directly get into pranayama. These are all dangerous things. Instead of giving you peace, so as this is going to create troubles. You want to get rid of some troubles, you start yoga. You are adding on to your troubles instead of removing the troubles. Why? See, there is a krama, there is an order in yoga sutra. The practice of yoga. Yama, Niyama. First you have to practice Yama. Then you have to practice niyama. What yama is? What yama is? There are also many parts in that yama, many parts in niyama. That we'll see. Then the third is asana. Third state, only after practicing yama, niyama, etc., good thought, etc., good food habits, etc., you have to practice yoga, the physical yoga, asana. And then comes pranayama. When the body is fit enough, when you are able to sit without any shake, shiver in the body, any pain in the body, if you are able to sit for a minimum period of time, no, I'm not talking about long period of, lengthy period of time, no, minimum period of time, then that is called asana siddhi. 5 minutes, 10 minutes, if you are able to sit without any movement, that is called asana siddhi. Attainment, siddhi means attainment. Attainment or gaining power over a particular asana. Only after that should you practice pranayama, control of breath, breath exercise. Only after that attainment of this asana siddhi, you have to practice pranayama. Otherwise pranayama will really cause trouble. Controlling of prana without practicing proper posture, etc., will in fact create trouble in your head. Already we have enough problem there. Now we need not add on to that problem. So that problem we have to see. Yoga should always see. That is why we say it's easier to practice a jnana, Vedanta knowledge, than to practice all these kind of gimmicks. It's all gimmicks. See, you have to first have a proper guru to guide you through the yoga process. One who has undergone through the yoga process, the traditional guru. One. Two, you have to practice yama, niyama, etc. Then you have to go to the asana, through the asanas. And then you have to go through the pranayama, etc. to gain the yoga siddhi. Go to the next stage. But even in between you can call yourself a yogi. Now you have started Yoga Sutra. I have not even started the first Sutra. You can call yourself a yogi now. You are yogi. Yogi this, yogi that. Because people who just follow the asanas, they call themselves yoga, yogini, yoga, yogi, etc. Now you can also call yourself as yogi. How? There was this boy in Rishikesh. He was good at Sanskrit actually. So when somebody was he was trying practicing yoga, and one person who is a good yogi, he was making fun of him. Then he said, no, stop, I am also a yogi. You are not just a yogi, I am also a yogi. He said, how? He said, there's a sutra in Vyakarana, tad adhite tad veda. For both these states, tad adhite tad veda, for both these states same pratyaya is used. Same suffix is used. Vyakaranam adhita beda va iti vayakaranaha. This is the example which is given in that sutra. Vyakaranam adhita veda va iti. One who has studied vyakarana, or one who is studying vyakarana, adhite means one who is studying vyakarana, the Sanskrit grammar, or one who has studied Sanskrit grammar, both of them are called vyakaranaha. So yogam adhite veda va iti yogi. One who studies yoga, or one who knows yoga, can be referred also called as yogi. Same rule. So he said, I am also a yogi. So these things, you know, you have to understand yoga. See, if it is this, see, in Brahma Sutra second adhyaya, from the first adhyaya, third pada itself, the Sankhya starts. Till the second adhyaya, first pada or second pada, few sutras. So till then, the Sankhya is condemned there. And with one sutra, he condemns yoga also. Yogena pratyuktam, he says. Okay, for yoga also we have answered. Now, we should not confuse that yoga with this yoga. Since this Yoga Sutra is condemned there, why should you study? Why should you give so much of importance to these sutras? If you ask, the answer is, yes, yoga as a system is condemned. The Prakriti, Purusha, that system, the Pradhana, importance of Pradhana, etc., that system is condemned. Not as sadhana. Because many acharyas, even in Panchadashi, we saw these sutras referred to. Panchadashi, in the Tika, these sutras were referred to directly. And Tyanandasa, Deepika on this Satyanandi Tika, on Bhagavad Gita, Bhashya. There, many of these people, they follow strictly this yoga school of thought. So, yoga for practice, and Nirsimha Bharatiji's commentary on this Vega Chudamani, that also has ample quotes from this Yoga Sutra. So, Yoga Sutra as a method for sadhana, purification of mind, to have focus of thought, is very good. So, what is this Yoga Sutra? The introduction, this is good enough. So, what is this Yoga Sutra? We already saw Hiranyagarbha Yogasya Vakta Nanyah Puratanaha. There is a quote from the Shrutis which say that Hiranyagarbha is Kapila. Kapila is the first person who spoke about yoga. There is no one who is older than him. He is the first one to start this yoga school of thought. So, based upon that thought, Patanjali has written this sutras. Okay. Now, what is the difference between this yoga and Sankhya? When you say there is not a much of difference, because there is a quote again which says Sankhya Yoga Prathak Bala Pravadanti Na Panditaha. Sankhya and Yoga, people who are not knowledgeable enough, they accept it to be different. Not Panditaha, people who are knowledgeable, they don't accept it to be different. But in Sankhya, they don't accept Ishvara, they accept Ishvara here, there are only 25 tattvas. If you accept Ishvara, there is 26 tattva, etc. These are all for people who want to do Shastra, to do fight. For us, it's not much of difference. Because there, Ishvara is mentioned in one sutra, which in Sankhyas, Ishvara is mentioned in one sutra, which some people take to be condemning Ishvara, not accepting Ishvara, and some people they take it to accept Ishvara. Then 26 sutra, there will be 26 tattvas if you accept Ishvara. This logic is also not right, because here Ishvara is not a different tattva. Here Purusha Vishesha Ishvaraha Sutra, in the sutras it is said Purusha Vishesha Ishvaraha, a special type of Purusha, he is also Purusha. So he is not a different tattva. So that also can be condemned. So these kind of idle talks, there is no point in it. And sutra, first, before entering the sutra, Tatra Prasam Samadhi Padaha, before entering the sutra, we'll know what sutra means. Alpaksharam sandiktam saravat vishpato mukham asto bhammanavadyancha sutram sutra vidoviduhu. Alpaksharam asandiktam saravat vishpato mukham. Alpaksharam sutra is that which has few characters, alphabets. Alpaksharam, yes, alpaksharam. So that word which has limited number of characters. Asandigdham, maybe it is limited number of characters, but it should have to give a meaning. There should not be doubt over it, because you are talking something very brief. You are talking with, they'll say, you have to write an article using 100 words, not more than 100 words, they'll say. Okay, 100 words, I'll write something, but there should be meaning for it. So, you can be brief, but you have to have a meaning for that also. Asandigdham, without doubt, whatever you wanted to express, you have to express in that. Saravat, as a essence. Expressing means you should not start commenting. You should not write a commentary on sutras. Just sarvat vishvatamukham, whatever you want to express, you have to express in that. And based on this, the Vyakarana Sutrakaras, they say, Ardhamatra lagavena putrotsavam manyante vyakaranaha. They have this famous quote. Ardhamatra lagavena, just by half matra, if you can reduce half matra in a sutra, half matra is just, a matra is a time taken to blink your eyes. That's the time taken. Matra, 1 second. So, if you can reduce half second, the time spent on uttering a word, half second of a word, then the people who are Vyakaranas, they will enjoy it like they have gained a baby boy. Putrotsavam manyante. They'll celebrate it like they have gained a baby boy. So, though it is brief, you have to have a meaning for it. That's what the idea is. Asto bhamanavat yancha sutram sutra vidho vidhu. And on this sutra, Vyasji has written a commentary. And here we know this commentary is called Vyasa Bhashya in common. But Sankhya Yoga Pravachana is the name of the Bhashya. Sankhya Yoga Pravachana Bhashya is the name of this Bhashya. But generally it is called Vyasa Bhashya. So again, what is sutra? What is bhashya? Sutra artho varnyate varnyate yatra padai sutra anusarabhi svapadani cha varnyante bhashyam bhashya vidho viduhu. Sutra artho varnyate yatra, where the meaning of the sutra, sutra artho varnyate yatra, where the meaning of the sutra is explained with his own terms, and his own terms are also explained, then that is called as bhashya. Atha yoganushasanam. Can repeat it. Atha yoganushasanam. Atha yoga anushasanam. So, atha, there is one word. Atha, yoga, second word, anushasanam, third word. So, each word you have to comment upon. Atha, I give a meaning. And for that meaning, I have to explain with another meaning. So, I just use a synonym. Atha, for that atha, I will give tatha, some word, which means atha. If I am not able to understand atha directly, I refer to this word. And if I am not able to understand this also, then what is the point of writing a bhashya? You can pick up a dictionary and understand the meaning. That's not what we want. We want the real meaning as accepted, as which can be taken in the context of the sutra. So, a meaning should be given based on the sutras, based on the original text, and the explanation for that word should also be given based on the text you are talking about. So, Atha Yoga Anushasanam. Now this text starts. Atha Yoga Anushasanam. Atha is a very auspicious word. So we didn't have anything which is called Mangalacharana. We already said Mangalacharana is a method of teaching the disciples the method followed by the great ancestors. So now here there is no Mangalacharana which is written here. But In Brahma Sutra, when Brahma Sutra starts with Atha Brahma Jigyasa, Atha Ato Brahma Jigyasa, there, that Atha cannot be also taken as a Mangala. But since there is no Mangala, the Bhamatikara, except the commentators, they say that instead of taking it directly, see, if you take Atha as a Mangala Atha directly, its value is not that much. If you take it as a pointer to that mangala, then it has much more value. Shabda alankar, then the shabda alankara, shabda guna alankara, artha guna alankara is accepted to be greater value. So, instead of directing taking the word as mangala, mangala arthaka, meaning auspiciousness, you can take the meaning of it pointing to the auspiciousness. Because atha omkara atha shabdascha dau api etau brahmanah pura kantham bhitva vinirjantau tasmat mangalikau ubhau. There is a shloka. It says omkaram atha shabdascha. Omkaram and atha, these two words, brahmana kantham bhitva vinirjantau, it came out of Brahma's throat. Tasmat mangalikau ubhau. Therefore, these two words, om and atha, are auspicious. This is how it is accepted. But here, this atha is not, it does not mean auspiciousness. Then what does that mean? Atha iti ayam adhikara artha. Atha here is adhikara artha. Adhikara artha means arambhana artha. To mean the start of this text. To begin the beginning of the text. We'll see. They say alpaksharam, alparambham, kshemakaram. Starting with less is very auspicious. We'll see. Om purnamadah purnamidam purnat purnamadachyate. Purnasya purnamadaya purnameva avashishyate. Om shanti shanti shanti.